Our next batch of stories all have a sporty theme. There's sad news of City star Adam Eadie's injury, but a celebration of the success of skiers from our area. Marianne starts, however, with a story about skateboarders who'll be grateful to God.
The prayers of skateboarders have been answered after plans to convert an old Norwich church into a new skate park was approved. Sam Avery, owner of the drugstore in Bridewell Alley, has submitted plans to turn St. Peter Parmentergate Church in King Street into an indoor skate park with retail space and a cafe. The 15th century building has stood empty for more than 2 years after the Norwich Martial Arts Academy moved out in 2018. Norwich City Council planners have now approved a change of use, saying the works will result in less than substantial harm to the overall heritage value and significance of the listed building. As part of the plans, protective walls will be placed around the nave, which will become a skating area with ramps. 13 people had objected to the proposed changes, raising concerns about noise and the impact on neighbouring people, but it was supported by 12 submissions. One of those backing it stated, "An indoor facility in the city centre is a wonderful idea and making use of a beautiful space which needs new life breathed into it." Mr. Avery has long campaigned for Norwich to become a more skate-friendly city and was involved with the building of Eaton Skate Park in 2010. As it will be aimed at beginners' training, it will not feature the kind of large-scale ramp seen in conventional skate parks. His vision is that the church would be a fully supervised skateboard school with coaches qualified to teach the now Olympic sport.
"Keep your chin up and remember we're here for you," is what Dean Smith will tell Norwich City youngster Adam Eadie after his season-ending knee injury. Eadie has been ruled out of the Canaries Premier League run following knee surgery this week that abruptly curtailed his big break under Smith at Carrow Road. Eadie himself took to his social media account yesterday to thank well-wishers after Smith revealed the extent of his layoff. The 21-year-old will get all the support he needs from inside the club, to be fit and firing for pre-season. "This is a big blow for us because he'd broken into the team and was doing really well. It's so disappointing for him and disappointing from the team," said Smith, speaking ahead of the league test at Liverpool. "It's a blow because Adam is a young player with an awful lot of potential who was just getting better. He'd just had his first Premier League start and scored his first Premier League goal, which had given him an awful lot of confidence. I've yet to speak to him at length. We went in to see the consultant on Thursday and they just dealt with it from there. Of course, he'll be low at the moment, but at this football club, we've got the ways and means to make sure he's people to speak to if he needs to. It seemed a very innocuous one because he got through the Crystal Palace game where he did sustain the injury. Unfortunately, there was a little bit more damage than we originally thought."
It has trained hundreds of youngsters on the slopes since it opened more than 50 years ago. And the Norfolk Snow Sports Club in Whittlingham Lane, Trouse, is aiming to train more future Olympians following the success of former regular club racer Will Fennelly. The 22-year-old sportsman, who grew up near Fakenham, joined the club aged 6 and was selected for Team GB in 2017. He competed in his first Winter Olympics this year in Beijing, where he came 17th in the second qualifying round in the men's mogul skiing contest. Will no longer trains at the club, but the freestyle skier returned to the club to encourage the next generation of sports stars. Dudley George, chairman of the club, who believed the athlete would go on to great things, said, "He is a great inspiration for the junior club skiers to know that someone who started at their age at junior club had gone on to reach such levels." Mr. George added that the club, which formed in 1968 under the name Norfolk Youth Ski Club, has 4,300 members and attracts hordes of youngsters through its junior club and family days. He added, "We get people from 5-year-old tiny tots to people in their teens." The club, which has been based in Trouse since 1976, attracts people from a wide range of backgrounds and teaches snowboarding, freestyle, skiing and tubing. Mr. George added, "We are anxious to open the club up to as many people as we can. We are trying to make it accessible to lots of people. One of the ways the club involves the community is through its work with schools, as well as running an adaptive group for people with disabilities."
Hundreds of Norwich City fans have answered a call for kit from their Syrian counterparts. So far, City supporters have donated more than 300 items of clothing to the Canaries Trust's Shirt for Syria campaign. It started last week when the Trust called on fans to bring their old kit to Carrow Road at home matches against Manchester City and Crystal Palace to be sent to the Canaries' 600-strong Syrian supporters group. Now, the Canaries Trust has collected a huge amount of kit, including 247 football shirts. This week, they laid out the shirts on the terraces at Carrow Road. Alistair Stewart, who has overseen the campaign, said, "We have 50 other items of clothing we didn't lay out, including scarves, socks and 10 coats. Most people might wonder why you'd need a coat, but if you look at Syrian weather right now, you'll realise it's a country of extremes. We've also raised £250 cash to buy kit from the On The Stall City, which we'll keep open, but we've stopped clothing donations. We're in touch with charities to find an efficient way of transporting the shirts to Syria, as it is quite difficult." He added, "It's so humbling seeing how many people have turned up to drop off bags, and also On The Stall City have been fabulous. The shirts will now be sent to Lakatia City, home of the Syrian Canaries, where the group's founder, Ali Zarrett, says following City helps us to forget the hard times here."